USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of New York City, where El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, the notorious leader of a Mexican drug cartel who spent decades on the run from authorities, has been sentenced by a federal judge to life in an American prison. The 62-year-old expected to be sent to the federal Supermax facility in Florence, Colorado. U.S. House Democrats were able to, along party lines, pass a resolution yesterday declaring President Trump's recent tweets and comments about four minority congresswomen racist. However, Republicans also were able to declare Speaker Nancy Pelosi out of order for having called the president's comments racist on the House floor before that vote. Doug Collins is a Republican from Georgia.
When you come to the House floor, it is a place of dignity, it's a place of decorum.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died at 99. Back in 2010, then-President Barack Obama said of him,
"He's worn the judicial robe with honor and humility. He has applied the Constitution and the laws of the land with fidelity and restraint."
The U.S. House may now vote on an impeachment inquiry into President Trump again, as Democratic Congressman Al Green's resolution could see a vote later today or tonight. The Texas lawmaker has tried this procedural move before, but his efforts have fallen flat, as Democratic leaders in the House have been resistant to impeachment, choosing instead to continue aggressive investigations of President Trump and his administration. The vote later today could end up seeing this latest effort sent to a committee or tabled. Remnants of what was Tropical Storm Barry are threatening flooding in more than a half dozen states now. Flash flood alerts out for seven states from Minnesota to New Jersey. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A judge is further restricting the social media use of Donald Trump ally Roger Stone. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Wendy King.
She says no more Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Stone, who was already charged in lying in the Russia investigation, is now in deeper trouble after a federal judge said he repeatedly violated her gag order. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson didn't send Stone to jail or fine him in contempt. She said his behavior was more appropriate for middle school than a court of law. Stone has used social media to attack the case against him in the broader election interference probe. Jackson issued the gag order in February following the posting of an image of the judge in the crosshairs of a gun. Stone is scheduled to go to trial in November. He has pleaded not guilty.
Bitcoin is losing value as U.S. lawmakers are questioning Facebook over its plans to start a cryptocurrency. The digital coin dropping nearly 13% of its value yesterday as the Senate Banking Committee was questioning Facebook about its plans to launch what it's calling Libra. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle saying they don't trust Facebook to begin with, so they certainly wouldn't trust a cryptocurrency it's launching. And the on-again, off-again Woodstock 50 Music Festival now appears to be off for good after a Vernon, New York planning board rejected an appeal for a permit. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.